upon a time, some time ago, there was a prince who dressed in gold. And finery was scintillating from his leaves. He waved to people as he rode about the land upon his horse called Amber. And his father was king at Castle Peace, called him home to celebrate and feast, and thereby introduced him to Princess Fair of Northerstead, so beautiful. With eyes so loving and so dutiful, ah, but lo, we meet the wicked Alawana now, a dark and evil temptress from the south, so beautiful that men would mourn for a look or a touch. And she wished to have a kingdom of her own. And she liked the prince's kingdom very much. So Alawana met Prince Noble in the street and let him see her wild magic beauty. But did not stop his horse, for he was on his way to Princess Fair. And he would not stop, of course. Not until he waited on her stair. But Alawana had a spell of wicked magic, and she cast it like a spider web to make him see. And he spun around to stare, and he turned road back to where she stood with blazing hair. Thank you. could not look each other in the face, for what they saw was deceit and disgrace. And they cringed away behind their open eyes. Send her hence and for your queen take me, cried Fair Lafell, whom now they recognize. As her golden tresses finally tumbled free, young King Noble do, caught between two magic women who would be queen to him by spite or spell. His love for Alwana, grown by years of near companionship, yet his love for Fair Lafell. Long suppressed by magic, awoke anew. So happens that our young king had some magic of his own to bring. He whistled for his horse, and mighty ambergris came charging up the stairs with waving mane right up to the throne, and then spoke fluently. I see my master needs my magic once again. Sorceresses could not believe the sight of King telling horse his plight. And then wise ambergris was heard to say, with my own magic I dissolve all spells of wrong and or afflictions, may they pass away. And noble saw his women clearly for the first time in so long. Both had done a magic, and yet both were true. Both had faults, yet both were perfect too. Now what would you have done had you been change your queen and wife? Did you go through all that trouble? How would you let this wreck your life? And in a moment of enlightenment and revelation, King Noble said these words: there is no good, there is no evil that cannot be destroyed by love. He was noble, king of Westerland, and he took them both, queen upon each hand. And the kingdom was surprised, but their minds were free. And he would laugh between them when they played, and ask who he loved most, and he'd say, "I'm